Welcome to Bennett Park in Detroit, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Jimmy Sheckard. Batting second. The second baseman, Johnny Evers. Batting third. The right fielder, Frank Schuelt. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Frank Chance. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Harry Steinfeld. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Solly Hoffman. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Joe Tinker. Batting eighth. The catcher, Johnny Kling. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mordecai Brown. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Mordecai Brown. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Matty McIntyre. Batting second. The shortstop, Charlie O'Leary. Batting third. The center fielder, Sam Crawford. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Ty Cobb. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Claude Rossman. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Germany Schaefer. Batting seventh. The catcher, Boss Schmidt. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Bill Coughlin. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ed Summers. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Ed Summers. And now, play ball. Jimmy Sheckard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheckard hits a ball on the ground towards first. Rossman scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sheckard for the out. One out. Johnny Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers hits a fly ball into right field. Cobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Schuelt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schuelt hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frank Chance is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Schuelt. The throw from Schmidt and he is safe. Schuelt steals second. Frank Chance is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chance hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Schuelt moves to third. Harry Steinfeld is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Schmidt for a passed ball. Chance moves to second. Harry Steinfeld is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinfeld hits a ball on the ground towards third. Coughlin fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Matty McIntyre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McIntyre hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tinker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie O'Leary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Leary hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brown fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sam Crawford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crawford hits a line drive into right field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Kling for a passed ball. Crawford moves to third. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tinker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Solly Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Summers fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Tinker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tinker hits a ball on the ground towards short. O'Leary scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Kling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kling hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mordecai Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Claude Rossman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rossman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Evers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Germany Schaefer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schaefer strikes out. Two outs. Voss Schmidt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schmidt hits a fly ball into center field. Hoffman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jimmy Sheckard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheckard is 0 for 1 in the game. Sheckard hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schaefer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 0 for 1 in the game. Evers hits a ball on the ground towards short. O'Leary scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Schult takes first base on ball 4. Frank Chance is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chance is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. There goes Schult. The throw from Schmidt and he is safe. Schult steals second. Frank Chance is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chance is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Chance takes first base on ball 4. Harry Steinfeld is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinfeld is 0 for 1 in the game. Steinfeld hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Schult scores. Chance moves to second. It's 1 to nothing, Cubs. Solly Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 0 for 1 in the game. Hoffman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Chance scores. Steinfeld moves to third. It's 2 to nothing, Cubs. Joe Tinker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tinker is 0 for 1 in the game. Tinker hits a ball on the ground towards short. O'Leary scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Coughlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coughlin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Steinfeld fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summers strikes out. Two outs. Matty McIntyre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McIntyre is 0 for 1 in the game. McIntyre hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brown fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Johnny Kling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kling is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Coughlin fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mordecai Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schaefer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Sheckard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheckard is 0 for 2 in the game. Sheckard takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 0 for 2 in the game. Evers hits a fly ball into center field. Crawford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie O'Leary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Leary is 0 for 1 in the game. O'Leary hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sam Crawford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crawford is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Crawford hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. O'Leary moves to second. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 0 for 1 in the game. Cobb bunts towards the mound. Brown fields it and throws to third for the out. Crawford moves to second. One out. Claude Rossman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rossman is 0 for 1 in the game. Kling fires to second and picks off Crawford for the out. Two outs. Claude Rossman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rossman is 0 for 1 in the game. Rossman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Frank Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Schult hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schaefer fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Frank Chance is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chance is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Chance bunts into center field for a base hit. Schult moves to second. Harry Steinfeld is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinfeld is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Steinfeld bunts towards first. Rossman scoops it up and throws to first, with Schaefer covering, for the out. Schult moves to third. Chance moves to second. One out. Solly Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hoffman hits a fly ball into left field. McIntyre settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Tinker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tinker is 0 for 2 in the game. Tinker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Coughlin fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Germany Schaefer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schaefer is 0 for 1 in the game. Schaefer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Evers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Boss Schmidt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schmidt is 0 for 1 in the game. Schmidt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tinker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Coughlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coughlin is 0 for 1 in the game. Coughlin is hit by the pitch. Ed Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summers is 0 for 1 in the game. Summers hits a ball on the ground towards first. Chance scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Summers for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Johnny Kling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kling is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kling hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mordecai Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 2 in the game. Brown strikes out. One out. Jimmy Sheckard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheckard is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. There goes Kling. The throw from Schmidt and he is out, O'Leary applying the tag. Two outs. Jimmy Sheckard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheckard is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Sheckard strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Matty McIntyre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McIntyre is 0 for 2 in the game. McIntyre hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Kling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie O'Leary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Leary is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. O'Leary hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sam Crawford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crawford is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Crawford hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brown fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Johnny Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 0 for 3 in the game. Evers strikes out. One out. Frank Schulte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schulte is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Schulte hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Summers fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Chance is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chance is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Chance hits a fly ball into center field. Crawford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 0 for 2 in the game. Cobb strikes out. One out. Claude Rossman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rossman is 0 for 2 in the game. Rossman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tinker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Germany Schaefer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schaefer is 0 for 2 in the game. Schaefer hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Steinfeld settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Harry Steinfeld is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinfeld is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Steinfeld hits a ball on the ground towards third. Coughlin fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Solly Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hoffman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Tinker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tinker is 0 for 3 in the game. There goes Hoffman. The throw from Schmidt and he is safe. Hoffman steals second. Joe Tinker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tinker is 0 for 3 in the game. Tinker strikes out. Two outs. Johnny Kling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kling is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Kling hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Coughlin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Boss Schmidt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schmidt is 0 for 2 in the game. Schmidt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Evers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Coughlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coughlin is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Coughlin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Steinfeld fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Davy Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tinker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Mordecai Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 3 in the game. Brown hits a pop-up towards short. O'Leary settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Sheckard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheckard is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Sheckard hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Schaefer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 0 for 4 in the game. Evers hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Frank Schulte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schulte is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. There goes Evers. The throw from Schmidt and he is safe. Evers steals second. Frank Schulte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schulte is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Schulte takes first base on ball 4. Frank Chance is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chance is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Chance hits a fly ball towards right. Cobb settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Cobb. Evers scores. Schulte moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 3-0, Cubs. Harry Steinfeld is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinfeld is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. There go the runners. The throw from Schmidt to Schaefer covering second. The throw back to home, and Schulte is out at the plate. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Matty McIntyre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McIntyre is 0 for 3 in the game. McIntyre hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tinker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie O'Leary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Leary is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. O'Leary hits a ball on the ground towards third. Steinfeld fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sam Crawford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crawford is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Crawford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tinker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 3, and Detroit Tigers, 0. Goodbye from Bennett Park in Detroit.